Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Like, the internet is the Autobahn right now. It is so fast. And here I am, like, little sketch comedy. They're like, you think you can compete with sketch comedy when we are hawk-toing on strangers in Tennessee?
Dude, I'm back from Florida 10 days.
Too long.
Both of us low-key rejuvenated. I went on vacation. Yes. You haven't been touring?
I haven't been touring. I feel
crazy.
Dude, it's insane when you don't get on a plane every 3 days.
The world doesn't want me this powerful.
Oh.
When I'm well-rested, bro, the first show back after a vacation,
because
I did Miami, Key West, vacation, and then shows Miami after, I was like, oh, this, what, huh? Like, my brain was so clear.
Yes. Firing.
On all cylinders.
I don't get it. What is a plane?
What is a plane?
I didn't know what a plane.
Guy who definitely was behind 9/11.
Two buildings. What a plane.
Yes.
Why does it make you feel like
I don't know.
I don't.
It's
all
the
you're
pressure.
Doing is sitting down.
I think it's the pressure. It's the lighting and the color of the carpet. That blue carpet makes me pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, all right.
Two things.
What?
A lot of things.
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen you in like 10 days.
I know, I miss you.
Well, I miss you too.
What?
Talk to her.
Hey.
How do you feel about her?
She's fine.
You're lying.
Girlfriend, answer.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, she just had this like perfect, like her like glowing skin. And
yeah.
I've never fallen in love in less than like 5 words.
I think
you got to give him that hawk.
You know what it is though? Is she looks like she wouldn't say that. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, wholesome.
She looks wholesome.
She looks like
girl
she'd make
next
the
door.
F- out of a sweet tea.
Have
oh,
I been under
yeah.
a rock? I literally have no idea what this
you
is.
You don't play it.
Listen, I didn't know what it was, and then I saw one meme about it, and I was like, I don't get it. And then my whole entire feed flooded. A guy showed up to my show wearing
I
a shirt
that.
From this.
Really
this
funny.
This shit happened like 3 days ago.
I mean, that's how quick people get merch out.
Oh
people
my God.
Are making money. Okay, all right.
She's
go ahead,
the,
what's what? One move in bed that makes the man go crazy every time?
Oh, like, you gotta give him that fuck to and spit on that thing.
Okay, pause it.
Dude, her laugh is so hot.
The you get me and the cute little laugh.
Oh!
It's like, it's the dichotomy.
Dichotomy!
That's my daughter's name. Dichotomy of someone being like,
you take 2 weeks off and you start saying dichotomy.
Buddy, I feel my brain, I feel like I took that
say
word.
Say the
that,
alphabet backwards.
Z.
H-E-A-D.
Head. Hoofd. Amsterdam. Remember that?
But, like, dichotomy.
Dichotomy. Oh, between that, like, because she doesn't look like she would say that. She doesn't look like she would give head like a f***ing octopus. But guess what? She does. What's her backstory? Anyone know?
So apparently, I mean, the internet's just like, there's like this massive lore around her. You know?
Yeah, oh, lore.
Nobody
good
can,
word.
There we go.
There we
it's
go.
Not as big as dichotomy. We're getting there. There's a vasectomy. Can I use that word? Is that a big word?
Yeah, cacophony.
Yeah. So they're trying to find her Instagram. Apparently she went private. And from what I've seen from doing my own research.
Uh-oh, Reddit.
She is, yes, not on there. She was a kindergarten teacher and got fired for this.
No.
But.
No.
No, but here, don't know me. Dude, if she opened up an OF, which stands for Where's My Father, she would make so much fucking money doing one video going hawk to it and then spit. Dude, imagine a Skittle spit, those long, girthy ones.
Yeah.
And she went hawk to him. And then it like spat down. I mean, we're talking, what, 7 mil? Bro, yeah, Bad Baby dropped one and got like $50 million. She went on Dr. Phil.
She needs to do it right now.
What are you doing in this situation? You're hawk to a girl. You're going viral. Also, that guy who's interviewing is probably running around the streets just being like, everyone, like, what's the one thing you're doing bad?
Yeah, what about hawk to a? Just say it again. I don't do it.
Dude, there's going to be so many, because of interviews like this, there's already a lot in like Austin and Nashville.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many of these guys with fucking Ring cameras and these wireless mics running around like, what's one thing that'll make a man go crazy? And it's like, we're at a Barnes & Noble's. Put a dictionary in my ass and call it a Tuesday.
Do people go to bookstores?
People who watch porn.
Yeah. In a bookstore?
Dude, libraries?
Are there? Well, libraries. Oh, but I'm saying a Barnes & Noble's and a library. Different. Do you think a bookstore
and a library?
Do you think it's a different?
Yeah, it's different. All you have to do is pay for it. One's leased, one's owned.
Yeah, you do lease it. Well, you don't. Libraries are free.
How do they make money? The government?
Well, yeah, they're funded.
Why are we funding libraries?
I don't know. The Koch brothers.
We're funding libraries because it's good for America to have access to information.
Is it?
America's been pretty not great the last, I don't know, decade.
Because I don't think anyone's going to libraries. We got to go to more libraries.
Well, you go to a library.
Can you say the word again?
Library.
There you go.
You were saying library.
Yeah, that's because I don't go to them.
Library? How do you say it?
Library.
Library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Library's a hot word. Because here's what's wrong with America. Hotter.
Librarian.
Yep. But here's what's wrong with America.
It's my zodiac sign.
It is. Here's what's wrong with America. When we say library,
Harley Davidson T-shirt, he's about to fucking pop.
Here's what's wrong with goddamn Joe Biden. We say library.
Yeah.
No one here thinks of books first.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah,
you think of books?
What the fuck do you think of in a library?
Porn. Immediately. You don't think of porn? I say library, and I think of woman with glasses and a ponytail trying to not give books. Head.
You're light years ahead of me.
Really?
I don't think about porn at all. I think about guys jerking off at a library.
Well, yeah, but you don't think of books first.
I definitely think of books first.
Really? You think books first?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is a smell. Yeah.
Book smell.
Books are warm. Libraries are warm. Yeah, they're room temp.
Yeah.
Is room temperature water good? No. Cold?
Yeah. Where are you at? Cold or warm?
Cold.
Cold?
Cold. What are you?
Here's the problem, though. Sometimes you go too cold. I don't know what that temperature is, but it goes too cold.
I like cold, no ice.
But sometimes it's too cold. It's like real close to ice.
If you're chewing gum and then you have water?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Dude, you brush your teeth and you have water? Your mouth is like, stop it!
My mouth is a Brita filter. It's a pfft.
But what is that? It opens up like
I don't know.
Capillaries?
Bitch,
what did I say?
Where are you pulling these from?
I don't know.
Are you off the Lions, man?
I went to the library.
Did you?
No.
All right. I told you about the part that
You've
never told me anything. You've literally never told me anything.
No, and I went to the library and some dude was jerking off to me.
To you?
Yes.
Michael.
Bitch.
Michael.
I swear to God.
It's getting bad.
No, it's not.
I need to take you to a Kaiser Permanente and be like, check him for dementia.
Kaiser Permanente honestly sounds tasty. It sounds like a really fun restaurant. Kaiser Permanente has really good plantanos.
Dude, I had so many fucking plantains in Miami.
Dude, plantains? Oh! Fuck.
Dude, the Miami shows were also unreal.
Fuck shows. How was that?
Good. I got a hawk tour myself. And she even said hawk tour.
No.
I swear to God.
Why the fuck are we talking about libraries and fucking cacophonies when you're getting hawk tour in Miami?
It happened, and she was like, for the meme. And I was like, yes!
For the meme! Take this and put it vertical! I meant the phone so you could post it.
What?
All right. She did it for the meme, and she hawked to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny.
First of all, hawk to it sounds like a really talented safety in football.
Yeah.
Oh, what a tackle by a hawk to it!
Oh, yeah. Probably played at like BYU. Polynesian? Yeah, played at BYU, yeah. Jacked.
I'm thinking he was a Polynesian and played at, what is it, Hawaii University.
Right. Or he grew up in Hawaii, played for BYU.
Yes, sir.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Sir. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he sounds very talented.
Yeah. Sorry. And he's got really like great, like flowing
Troy
hair.
Troy Polamalu hair.
That's what I'm.
That was a good hit,
that
right?
That was
there.
A good hit. Someone hocked two on my face.
You could do that. You have a girlfriend. You could fully be in Hawk Tua land.
Dude, I'd be spitting.
Yeah.
You see that dinosaur in Jurassic Park?
Nope.
That one goes.
The OG Hawk Tua.
Yeah. He spits acid, though.
Not good.
No, not good.
Don't want that on the pee-pee.
No.
What are you doing if you're this girl? Your shit is going off online.
Yeah.
You're allegedly maybe a kindergarten teacher who got fired for this.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you opening up the Instagram? Are you fucking running up the OF? Or are you just pretending it doesn't happen? Because realistically, in 2 months, there's going to be a new fucking, there's going to be some guy being like, you got to give him the rum, 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 you know? Yeah. And that's 48 billion views.
Yeah, yeah. And that's getting run over by a NASCAR truck.
Yeah, exactly. So you're on the spotlight. Clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Every second that goes by, you're like, what do I do with this massive amount of people?
So here's the thing. Immediately, our brains go to OF, merch, let's make some money off it.
Yes.
But if you're a kindergarten teacher that had four Lime Aritas and just said that in the New Orleans streets or wherever it was, you don't know how to capitalize on any of this. You're probably so upset and then you got fired. So you're probably just in your two-bedroom apartment with your roommate being like, what did I do?
Yeah, plus, like, even if you wanted to monetize, like, your Instagram DMs are probably full of just, like, snakes being like, I'll manage you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you even go
How do you manage a hawk to a girl, you know?
I would do it.
Hey, we didn't see you spitting any boomerangs this morning.
I mean, literally, dude, she could literally sell, you know how that people sell bath water?
They
could literally
spit water.
Sell, yeah, spit water.
Bro, what it? Oh, she makes sunflower seeds.
Oh, shit.
That's good.
You know?
Yes.
Hawk to a
seeds.
What's the thing with a T?
Flavor.
Tapatio.
Hawk to a tapatio?
Hawk to a tangerine.
Whoa.
Yep.
But I also saw online that, and this is, isn't that funny? Anything online sounds like from a quotable source.
Yeah.
This could be from a guy doing bath salts in Pensacola being like, the Hawk to a girl.
Yep.
I read her dad's a pastor. So it's like very, it's like religious. Like I don't
want. Ooh, Hawk to a for the Lord.
Yeah. That's the title. Yeah, but also, like, Dad, look at what I'm, come on now. Look at these views. We're popping the OF.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a sticky situation.
Literally.
Pun intended.
Yes.
Kindergarten teacher. That's what's also like, just, I mean, your life was on a trajectory. Like your dad's a pastor. You're a kindergarten teacher. You're really doing it. And then three shots in front of your friend and then Hawk to it. And then all of a sudden that's what's insane about life. Not to get so like meta here, but that's what's so insane. She was on a track, and one moment, her whole life is topsy turvy. One Hawk Tua, life different. Yes.
Here's a question: what if that's your girlfriend and she's never Hawk Tua'd you?
Furious.
And you find out,
I'm a Hawk Tua her. Get out of my house. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I would just ask for, you know, let me get tonight's specialty. What's the specialty item on the menu tonight?
Here's the problem. Is every dude for the next 5 years that's with her is going to be like, come on. It's like being able to fly, and then you're like, come on, take me to Paris. Fly me to Paris.
Yeah,
and you're like,
no,
I don't want to do it right now.
No, I hear that. That would be very annoying.
Yeah.
Especially if it's tied to that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you got famous for doing helicopter with your dick, and every time you go like, so get to the chopper.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Vietnam.
With that, and you're like, oh, my God, what am I, a circus clown?
Yeah.
Damn. Sacramento, all six shows are sold out, so we added a seventh show. This is insane.
Bitch.
On Sunday, this Sunday, which is June 30th. It's a 4:30 p.m. show. We're just going to do it as a new material riff show.
Hell yeah.
We're going to go fuck around and just have a blast and just figure out what the fuck's going on. But thank you so much for the other six shows selling out. One more time, this Sunday. I'm going to rattle off some tour dates. If you hear your city, go to my website. We got Portland, Oregon coming up. We got Lexington, Kentucky coming up. Nashville, Tennessee. Tampa. Tempe. Vancouver. I think that's it. If you heard your city on there, go get tickets. Especially if you're in Sacramento this Sunday. New show added. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Michael Seven Dog Blaustein.
August 2nd, I'll be in Palm Springs, California. Tickets are moving, so go get them. August 9th, New York City sold out, I think. If there's tickets, go get them. That's the makeup date. August 23rd, I'll be in Gary, Indiana. Those tickets are going. September 6th to the 7th, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. That is a new date. Then starts UK tour, okay? Glasgow, September 18th. First show sold out. We added one. September 19th, Dublin, Ireland. September 20th, London. Those tickets are almost done. September 22nd, Belfast. First one sold. We added one. September 22nd, we added another one in Manchester. And UK tour's done. I'm right off some dates.
Boom.
Miami, Irvine, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and many, many more on my website. Blogcomedy.com. Go get tickets. And that is it. On to the mother episode.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Yeah. You know, I see two sides to this.
Go ahead.
Because it's kind of a fucked up situation to put somebody in like that.
For sure.
Because if she does go the route of like, all right, I'm going to use this. I'm going to open up my Instagram account. I'm going to blow up my account.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer or I'm a content creator, this or that. Yep. Then in like 3 years, people are like, bro, you fucking fell off. It's like, bro, she's a hawk to a girl.
This is what I say. Oh, I got a good idea.
So
sorry, I cut you off.
So she can't do any wrong. But then if she does nothing at all, then she just can kind of like go back to life slowly. You know, like it's,
yeah.
You either capitalize on it and then years later, be like, everyone's like, oh, you're the, it's like, she didn't want to do this. She was just buzzed, like you said.
Yeah.
Then if she doesn't do anything, she gets fired from a job and then slowly picks back her life up. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter.
What she, you yeah. I was just going to say, I think that girl in the plane, the You're Not Real Girl and the Hawk Tua, I think they go on pay-per-view and they fight.
Oh. Yeah, and Oilers girl has the sign.
The sign.
The round.
I mean,
sign.
Legit. That would get easily 100,000 pay per views. Easily.
What?
Maybe more, honestly. What?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Are they the same woman? They look alike.
They might be.
I think they're just both white.
Crisis actors.
Well.
No, they do look alike. They literally.
When did
do.
You become Jack?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's.
Really
I don't even know if I saw the original video. It just got ripped so much and out everywhere online.
Yeah.
Dude, like sports people, like Bryce Harper, fucking baseball superstar. I know there's no superstar in baseball, but he's like doing the Hawk Tua like out of game after hitting like a double and shit. Like it's
that's
crazy.
Hold on.
Can we put this in perspective? He's doing the Hawk Tua.
I would take one from him. He's hot.
No, super hot. But like it's a like, yeah, go ahead. I need to see this.
Is that it?
That's a Hawk Tua.
What does that mean?
Hawk Tua.
Is that it?
Two. Well, because like he hit a double. Big.
Yeah.
Hawk Tua.
Eh. Here's what's scary about the internet right now.
Dude.
Virality is the fastest I think it's ever been. Sketch. Boom. Popping everywhere. Pff. Now it's, you know. And now Hawk Tua girl. Pff, everywhere. Motherfucking.
Gigi.
Yeah. Collecting them all. Big.
You get this massive, massive pop and then you maintain from that.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this year alone, people's like, it's so viral, on to the next, viral, on to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
It's kind of the natural progression, right? Though. Cause like we talk about a lot where it's like, okay, YouTube, like long form. And now, okay, TikTok, it's short form. and people's attention spans are just getting shorter and shorter. And like, it
fucking Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
She had like a TV show, millions and millions of followers and views immediately. And now people are like, oh, let's talk about the Hawk too. Like, it's, I don't think it's ever been faster than it has been right now.
Yeah.
I think it, all it is yes, but also it's like you need the talent to be able to maintain. It's like these people never really asked for any of this. They pick their heads up and they're all of a sudden like, why are people give a fuck so much about me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We create content in hopes of this. Like, yes. So we're like prepared because we
and
want
to. And it took
this.
Years of doing it to.
Yeah. But they're just like in a New Orleans street, Hawk 2, and all of a sudden it's like, what is happening?
Now all of a sudden your life is different because the internet's like, you're the girl. It's like, well, no, I was drunk.
I was drunk. And I'm, by the way, allegedly, I have no idea if she was drunk at all. But like,
Michael.
You
think she's walking around Broadway in Nashville sober in the first place?
That's
she's
true.
A guy with a video video camera. Jesus Christ. An iPhone and a... God damn. That's the future. This is all the content people want. It's interviews on the street. It's fucking... If your ass could sing a song, what would it be?
Happy birthday. If your ass could sing a song, what would it be?
When the lights go down in the city.
That's good.
I don't know.
I don't even know that song.
What?
I thought you were going to say, when the lights has come. That's not the song. What's the song
you know
I'm singing?
Journey? Is that Journey, right?
I have no idea what either.
What the fuck? When the lights go down.
I don't know that song. I don't know that song. There. What song am I singing?
Oh, I wanna be there.
It is Journey. Lights.
Yes.
What song am I singing?
Wow, do you know music?
Yeah, I know music way better than movies.
Oh, way better.
Tell me something. Bro, I used to know music so fucking well growing up.
Like Van Halen, send me a song.
When the lights. when because growing up, I used to play Grand Theft Auto, and all the radio stations would be like, oh, my ex is. And then I'd be singing that walking around the house. My mom would be like, how do you know that song? Grand Theft Auto Radio. Yeah.
That is really interesting. Why? How? Why? So country, huh?
What?
What?
Everybody's on country.
Everyone.
Right now.
I mean, it is
but
insane.
But that's what I'm saying. Trends feel faster than ever. Shaboozy taking off with a song, Tipsy. Everybody's doing country. Hawk Tour. Do you know how many people are going to be in Nashville, like influencer, like guys and girls that are going to be like looking for those camera guys to be like, you got to give them that rubber ducky. Quack, quack. You know, like everybody's going to be. Like,
well, the next version of this is that dude, like famous people.
How pissed is that guy interviewing?
Why? I think he's fucking so happy.
Right, but he's like, man, what about me?
Oh, right. What about me? Also, I think her friend is probably upset too. The one in the back that was like laughing.
He did.
Did she
give an answer?
Yeah, but it was yeah. I mean,
what was her answer? You got to give him that handy McMandy. what is?
You know what's also crazy is I'm just thinking about this. The Hawk Tua, like that was maybe, and I'm guessing, like sort of like an inside joke maybe with her friends, and maybe she didn't even create it. Maybe some girl named Bethany in her group.
You think Bethany's suck head?
Suck. Come over here and suck head.
Do you guys know where I'm going?
Suck head. Yeah, of course.
Do you guys know where I'm going with this?
Of course.
So then Bethany's like, out of the group bitch, chat. I'm the one who fucking invented this.
Right, and now you're
the Hawk Tua girl?
Right.
Honestly,
I'm glad you got fired.
I think it was suck though. Like, imagine like.
Yeah, we're doing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Well, it just sucks because like you wake up, you're hungover, and everyone's like, dude, is this you? And you're like, oh man, that'll die out. No. There's merch.
Bro, I'm so sorry to derail a little bit, but this brought me to this. Have you guys watched the Ashley Madison documentary?
Mm-mm. I've not. What's it on?
Bro.
What website?
Hub? It should be. Netflix. Have you ever heard of it?
Is that a restaurant?
Yep. Salmon Delicious. Do you know Ashley Madison?
Yeah, the website.
People having an affair. Yeah.
It's for affairs?
Yeah, hold on. Let me paint it. Yeah. So Ashley Madison.
I thought it was a sex toy company.
No.
Who's that?
Yeah, why?
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve.
What did you say?
I said Ashley Madison, but that was the first catalog I jerked off to. It's different.
But you see where I got the A's from.
I agree. Adam and Eve, is that real? Don't touch the apple. Bitch, I'm hungry.
It's crazy that it had to be real at one point. There had to be at first too, right?
I don't like thinking about that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I don't like thinking about? I said 1,000 times that the world right now is spinning. I don't like it. I can't think
Adam
about it.
Adam and Eve, dude, that sucks. They have one choice. There's no swipe right, swipe left. It's like, I guess we fucking.
Yeah, I guess you're getting a hot two on this fucking apple. Go ahead.
They were the world's first arranged marriage. Is anybody
listening to you?
Is anybody like God was like, y'all get after it.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy because she's probably like, look at that. That's a horrible dick.
Imagine
God.
If she was like, I'm lesbian. He's like,
Me too. I'm Drake.
There's just so much going on the internet. I sound like my fucking father. No, but I'm saying like Drake, Kendrick beef. Kendrick performed
six times in a row.
Yeah. Hawk 2 is fucking blowing her own goddamn back out, spitting it. Like the internet is the Autobahn right now. It is so fast. And here I am, like little sketch comedy. They're like, you think you can compete with sketch comedy when we are Hawk 2-ing on strangers in Tennessee?
But this was crazy. Is Hawk 2 a, okay. Hawk 2 on that thing is something. It's like, what is it, 5-4 seconds?
Quick.
I can't get a crowd work clip out in 4 seconds.
You can.
All right. I'm going up on stage right now and say Hawk 2 and then fucking drop it.
Oh. I literally had a guy wear the shirt.
I saw it.
And
so great.
But there was like a 30-second interaction. And my brain is like, trending the word. Here's my take on Hawk 2, you know?
We're doing it right now.
Hawk 2.
It is interesting, though. What was I saying? Ashley Madison. So it's a website. That was born. Cool, Michael. That was developed. What?
Born
developed.
Works, too.
Born? Okay. Isn't that
Jason?
Weird?
You would say it was born out of a desire for people to cheat on their partners.
Oh, daddy.
It's meant for cheating?
You do go to libraries. Yes.
What the hell? So why would you?
What do you mean, why would you?
Like, why wouldn't you, like, make the name, like, a little less sus?
Ashley Madison does. Well, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Well,
if my husband's on anything that starts with Ashley, gun, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Huck.
So, Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing.
You hit the gun.
You're right. Okay, hold on. Ashley Madison, they said they took the two most, at the time, the two most popular woman names and smashed them together. Ashley Madison. But I do understand what you're saying.
Name it something you like bookshelf.
Like, or like Home Depot.
And then lose the M. Ho Depot.
It's SEO is what you're saying? Like these are the two most popular names I'm so people saying, are searching? Like,
if you're going to have an affair.
Well, it's not. It's for men and women, though. So it's not just, I understand if it was just for men, but here's, ooh, just for men. But this is what I'm saying. So the website was a scam the whole time because there was frankly like no women on it. They were all bots.
That's kind of life.
So all these dudes, what's up?
That's life.
Yeah.
That there's no women?
No, it's like you think you're like, man, there's so many hot chicks. And you go to a fucking bar and there's three hot chicks. One of them, AI robot. The rest are just dudes being like, the Packers, go 49ers, red zone.
I know. What is Hawk that?
Tua. I don't know.
It's a very fascinating documentary that you should definitely give a watch.
They got in trouble because they leaked a bunch of emails?
Yes.
Or is that Hillary Clinton?
They got.
I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Did Hillary
Who's leaking
leak
emails?
The word leak is crazy. Just fucking
also,
send it.
Dude, you could leak an email and like, what am I going to read that? You want me to read a leaked email through my email? I don't even read my emails.
I love how, you know what I love? When the government puts out a bill and they're like, hey, you read it. Bitch, you read it. I don't fucking know. Ugh. It's 912 pages.
I'm sick
okay,
of
so
it.
In the middle it says Iraq war and I'm supposed to fucking find that? No. Does anyone read it? These fucking congressmen are voting. Does anyone read the bills? No. Doesn't? No. Zero. Thank you.
Put in an audiobook.
Please. Ashley Madison. Website. So they had a massive leak. That it was like 10 years of them crushing it. And then whatever, 2015, some hacker thing called the something.
Yeah,
they
piss off life.
Yes. They fucking, and then they leaked everyone's shit. So every dude, people got in trouble like a motherfucker. Every dude that was trying to do it. But the funny thing is, they weren't talking to anybody. They were talking to bots, dude.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's
so
crazy.
So what would it leak? It would just leak your conversations that you were
conversations,
saying?
Nudes, profiles. Congress people got in trouble. Fucking so many people got in trouble. I mean, can you imagine,
are
bro?
Are all congressmen pieces of shit?
Yes.
What the hell?
I mean, think about the job. You're like, I would like power now. Why do you think you want power? Because you're a fucking loser.
That's true.
Yeah. And then once you get power, it's like a little kid that, you know, that never got boobs before, and then all of a sudden he has just a closet full of boobs.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do?
That makes sense.
Ashley Madison. Oh, the reason I'm bringing any of this up, one, it's a good documentary. Two, I actually was thinking about signing up on the website.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, not currently, but like, yeah, when I was in New York, I was like, oh, fuck, huh? This is cool. There's some horny housewives.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. When you were single, you were trying to think like, oh, yes. Some woman wants to have an affair.
Past tense.
Yeah, past.
I thought you meant like now. I was like,
no.
He watched the documentary.
I think your girlfriend might catch wind of that.
She watched it with me too. I'm like, hey, babe, we should sign up for this.
Yes.
Because in my head, I was like, awesome, horny housewives are down. Let me sign up.
Are you clicking hot singles on those? In your area. Yeah. Are you clicking on those hot singles in your area?
You definitely were that guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's hot and they're single and they're in my area. Why wouldn't I click it?
It literally knows
it
my
really
area.
It really is, I mean, like,
here.
There couldn't be a more condensed banger title that
I know.
With. Hot singles in your area. There's no room, there's no riff. You're like, yeah. They want to meet up in my city? But it's they also know I'm in Redwood City currently?
But it's also funny because nothing in that title is saying they're trying to fuck. They're just saying there's beautiful singles in your area.
Why is mine always grannies?
Excuse me?
Why is mine always grannies?
Well, I think this is a lot about you.
Yeah, that's definitely a deep cut on your, that's like your algorithm. Your FYP is pretty much what it's.
Insane about you. Yeah.
So, Michael, you've hooked up with a married woman before that you didn't know, right? It turns out that, like.
Correct. Every time I think about it, it makes me sad, but yes.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. Has that ever happened to you where you hooked up with someone, found out, like, oh shit, you're like married?
No.
Yeah. That sounds fucking terrifying.
Dude, it was.
Because it feels like you're getting dragged in now to their, like, thing, and it's like,
yeah, it's well, not also, my fault. If you inform me and then I make the choice. Oh, what's up? Sorry, what'd I do? Did I do something? What'd I do?
I don't know.
Oh, now I feel bad. What'd I do? I don't know what happened.
Neither do I. Okay, can't good.
Travis dying laughing. What'd I do? Did I do something?
No, I mean, I cut you off 1,000 times in the show.
Oh, I cut you off.
And
sorry,
I was about
sorry.
To say something, and then you went, I was like, no, you're good. But I'm the king of cutting you off.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Oh, I don't even. I was saying if you do that and you do that with all the information, then okay, yeah. Fine. But if you go down that rabbit hole and you like bring me in your shit and then all of a sudden we're hooking up and then I find out you're married, it's like, dude, don't. That's so fucked up. Don't bring me into this shit. Now I feel horrible. I'm looking at pictures of your kids being like, oh, the hawk to a girl. You know, like it's.
Yeah, the post not regret is crazy when you're leaving your house and there's like family photos on the wall. Yeah. I've never done that, but like I would imagine you're like, oh, I don't feel great.
No, the husband's like, hi, they're all at the beach.
Yeah. And you're eligible to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Because now if that guy comes home, he's like, why are you fucking my wife? Me?
Her. I thought she had a nice house with other people's family around.
I thought it was an Airbnb. Isn't that funny how you're eligible to get like literally fucking.
Yeah. Do it.
Nope. Not the one I wanted.
Pick one.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. He comes home and he goes, who are you fucking my wife? I met her on Ashley Madison. I don't yell at me.
I thought her name was Ashley. I thought it was her domain.
That is crazy.
Dome main. Head.
Goddamn.
Hey.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Damn. Ed's awesome. Isn't that insane?
Yes.
She eats a croissant and then 19 hours later, head. Huh?
I always remember.
Women got so many holes.
This is true. When we were in high school, the running joke where everybody, like, if somebody's like girlfriend had braces, you'd be like, oh, you can't get any.
Watch out. But she got knives on her teeth.
Yeah. Would that ever interfere?
No.
Why would that be a meme? It's like, I mean, maybe if they're sucking dick with their mouth closed, just.
Yeah, I don't. Now that I think about it, I don't know.
Why was
maybe
that
it gets
thing?
Stuck in your pubes.
Could see that.
I mean, also, you're 14 years old and you don't know about anything about anything.
That's also very
so
true.
So you're like, whoa.
That's also true.
She's got knives on her teeth.
You know, I'm thinking about my wife right now. She's out there somewhere. And I think
isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That your wife is out there fucking someone else. But isn't that, but that's also funny.
What is she doing right this second?
She is watching your videos, hoping that maybe one day you'll DM her.
Manifest. I can picture the wholesomeness, and I think she's going to be a kind of girl who's going to like wear Invisalign to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And but she's going to like put Invisalign in to go to sleep, and then she's going to roll over and be like, never mind, I changed my mind. I want that fucking hug. And then she's going to take the Invisalign out, and it's going to be a little
yeah,
saliva.
Have you ever seen someone take Invisalign out?
It's hilarious.
Gross. It's this, and they go, because they have to.
Yeah, but that's wholesome to me. That's wholesome to me.
That's wholesome?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking hot.
It is kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
It's an unwarranted freak shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, damn. It's like when a girl puts her hair up in a ponytail. You're like, whoa, you're doing this so you can give better head?
She's like, no, I'm going to the gym. You're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
But like,
my name's Jim.
But if she takes out the retainer, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm about to get the old Brooklyn sucked down.
Dude, you ever have a girl take her IUD out before you get fucked?
No.
Yeah, you can't do that, but it'd be really funny.
Right.
It'd be really if she reached in there and took her IUD out.
Well, I'd prefer it be in, but yeah. but like, imagine if a girl put a headband on before she gave head. Like,
fuck.
Like, maybe I'm just a dumb man. Little nuances that you're like, whoa.
Imagine she was wearing a hat and she looked at you and she goes like this and just turns it around to give it a
ass catching that cock. Yeah, anything. She goes, Alexa, set a timer for 9 minutes. I'm like, what?
You're gonna give me head 9 times?
It's those little nuances, and I think something as dumb as a retainer in my stupid man idiot brain is like, oh.
I get it. I want one head with Invisalign in. Slippery.
Yeah. That's like head with bumpers.
Yeah.
Oh, like dude, bowling?
They should do that. They should put like you should have like a mouth guard that has like, I don't, what would be feel good?
I'm imagining like a pinball machine where it's like, you know how like you hit the pinball and then it hits like ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
So like there's little like noisemakers, like a little symbol.
Oh, funny.
You know?
Like the operation light game?
Up. Yeah. Maybe like the DVD bouncing on the screen that lights up. You been doing any intercourse, Mr. Popsicle Sock man?
Dude, I've been fucking.
Well,
sex is cool. Sex is cool.
Goddamn Luya.
I mean, we've been using the tail a lot, which is so hot.
What's the care routine for that?
What
like?
The fuck?
Care routine?
Like, what? You just take it out, put it back in a drawer?
You pick it up from WAG, and then you get it to it.
Dude, there's something about the tail, bro. It like adds like a boom. It adds like a bump. So it like makes the pussy like shoot. Like it's crazy.
So a butt plug.
Yeah.
But the tail is extra.
It's so hot. Sometimes I wrap my hand around the tail, hold it a little bit, move it. Dude, it feels so good.
Here's
it's
the thing.
The visual of like the, what was the thing when she's, when you're standing and she's off the bed. Was that off the bed?
Doggy?
Thank you so much. I'm an idiot. Standing doggy. And then she's just over. And then so you just, all you see is like the tail. Fuck.
Well, I think the biggest takeaway here is that it's the butt plug that adds a pressure to the other part.
It feels crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it feels, I don't know how to describe it.
Is the post-nut regret
awesome
there?
No, it's fucking awesome. It still is so hot to me.
You don't see a tail on the side of the bed and be like, I gotta go to
college. No, because it's so hot to me. What did you say?
I gotta go to community college. I don't know. Well, yeah, that's true.
It's hot to me. It's hot to me sober. It's hot to me during sex. It's hot to me after sex.
Yeah. Have you put it in yet?
I want to. I want to. Dude, someone gave me, a fan gave me like a beginner butt plug system.
What?
Where it's like a
what?
Small one, what? Medium one, what? Big one.
They gave you that?
Yeah.
What type of meet and greet?
Bro, our meet and greets are probably wildly different. Like the gifts I get are wild. Yeah.
You can get one that wags.
What?
A wagging fox tail.
Bring it up, please.
Dude, my cat would see that and start chasing around the house. Tails.
So hot. Actually, bro.
Vibrating. Bro.
Oh, dude, I'm really into this
music. I think I'm on hold.
Ours is the exact same color.
White tip?
Yeah.
Raccoon.
I know.
Raccoon.
Could she wag it if her kegels were strong enough? Do you think she could wag the tail?
Probably. Yeah. Give it a little motion. It's so hot, dude. It's so fucking hot. Talk about a hock tool before you put that in there.
How are the reviews?
Awesome.
Go up top.
Oh, what the fuck?
Wait,
it's funny that people are like nut and then write a review.
Yeah. Like eyes rolling back vibration. Amazing. Okay, Tiffany.
Click it.
Beat.
Okay.
Too far.
308.
Oh,
what?
All of her shit is sex toys.
Oh, dude, I saw that fucking show. What's that show in the goddamn BBC? Goddamn.
BBS.
Game of Thrones.
No. Where people are naked and like, do you like the body?
Oh, yeah. Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Anyone see it?
I've seen it.
Yeah, we watched it on the show before.
It's bad. Crazy that they can do that.
It's not good. Well, we tried to watch it.
It's bright as fuck lighting. It's like, oh, the bottom half is just a man's penis. You're like, who's signing up for this?
Yeah.
Where do they put the mic?
They always just do a bunch of thumbs ups. We tried to watch it, my girl and I. We literally started fast forwarding, like, where's it just shit? Like, let's get to it. They play games and shit. It's like, what's happening?
Well, they're just buying time.
Show me Cooter.
Were you guys in a horned up mood, or you're just like, let's just throw it on?
I swear to God, I was editing and she was watching a Kardashian show.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Thank you very much. And Kim was talking about it, and I overheard her talking about it. And in 10 minutes, my girl was like, "Hey, do you want to watch the show Naked and Afraid? What's it called?"
Naked and Afraid is a different show.
It is,
but Naked
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction.
Yeah, dude, it's so goofy. It's
well,
so
not
goofy.
Sexual at all.
No.
It's just somebody half naked. I feel like I'm watching like some centaur shit.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's like, what
half
do you do?
Half man, half horse?
Beat. That's how I kind of make my girl. Half woman, half fox. It's so hot.
Do you call it? Do you call it something? You're like, let me get the.
No, I just bring it out. I think it's better if I'm just like, you know what time it is? This time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In
broad daylight. It was like 3 p.m.
You're lying.
No. Didn't even close the blinds. Gives a shit. This is America.
Bro, have you seen those slippers I just bought?
Have I seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, I
like
thought
bear
you were
slippers.
Joking.
They're bear slippers with like claws in it. You got to wear that next time you're piping.
Oh.
Half man, half wolf, half fucking bear. Listen.
None of that does anything for you?
Well, the problem
like
is
throw
I haven't,
some animal
I haven't
stuff
done
in
it.
There?
Oh. Well, listen. The only animal stuff I like is a little bit of doggy. Bark, bark. But, if I tried it. I've done it with a butt plug in, not on me, but I've done it in.
Well, now I feel like it's in you.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you bring up
it was a Roku remote.
Gabriel, can you bring up some like hot women in like fox looking stuff? Like fox lingerie or like I just want to see if Trev's into it. There's something about it. I don't know.
I just feel like you'd get in the way. Get this shit out of here.
It does, but in a hot way, but you just move the tail on the back and then you can really get in there.
What is this? No.
That's awful.
Oh, she's like a forest fawn.
No, yeah.
That's not it. Deer. Type in.
Yeah. That.
Shit. Well, not fox lingerie. Type in like.
That.
You have to put butt plug after.
That's not hot to you?
It's hot, but it's in the way.
It's not in the way, buddy. You move it.
It's just so cool that like you guys do this and you both just go out and get like a coffee after. Like, oat milk, please. The whole milk hurts my stomach. You had a fucking, you were pounding out with a foxtail.
Yep. Sir.
Yeah, but I'd rather use that to just choke myself. Sometimes they have like funny things on it, like a rhinestone or like
I want like a NASCAR.
Wait, go up. It's the door stopper. The door stopper.
That's great.
Imagine hitting it from the back and hearing.
That's great.
I would want maybe one.
A bong?
Oh, I want one that would have like a USB-C port in it, maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, is that a usable bong? Because that's awesome.
What would be the most useful one, do you think?
I think it's a USB-C charger.
I think a George Foreman grill.
I think it's a parachute.
A little tripod for your phone.
So you can watch something?
Yeah, Bridgerton.
That's pretty good.
Goddamn.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Damn. Can we please get back to when I got jerked off in the library and I told you guys and you guys don't remember because you don't love me?
You got jerked off in the library?
I got jerked off too. You guys know this.
No.
You guys want to bet? I will bet you $500. I've said this before on the show because I'm going to start telling the story and everyone's gonna be like, oh, right. I was in the WeHo library. I went to go use the bathroom.
What the hell are you doing in there?
I was doing work actually. It's really nice in there. Anyways.
This story is not ringing any bells.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't ringing a bell.
Listen, I hope I'm wrong. I'm in the stall, okay? Taking a little pee-pee, okay? Because when I pee-pee, I sit down because I am a real man.
Me too.
Thank you. And all of a sudden, I look down and I see feet that are pointed in my direction. So the stall is closed. So the feet are pointed towards me. So the guy is facing the stall door. Outside of the stall.
You've never told this.
Great. No. Great.
$500.
Wait, but does that mean he's jerking off to you if the stall
door closed? Well, I'm not. I haven't even started the story yet.
Okay.
Well,
so he's going like this, and all of a sudden, I hear this. And the stall door is slightly moving. Clank, 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 clank. And I'm like, hey! Stops. He stops. And I see the feet that are faced towards me. Face away from me, right? Doesn't leave, just faces away from me as if he's like just turned so his back is now like on the actual stall door, okay? Maybe 9 seconds later, I see him slowly creep back facing me, start jerking off again. Guys, I think, I don't know if I'm painting this correctly. He's not in a stall. He's in the bathroom. Like he's in the bathroom part. He's not in a stall.
In front of your door or on the side?
In front. So like...
What if he's just trying to get in there?
Sir, that's what I thought for the first second, and then I just heard... Like he's jerking his cock, because I go, hey! And then he stops. Goes, comes back 9 seconds later. Didn't even give it a full minute.
Yeah.
And he acts like I couldn't
see. All glory,
see
no hole.
Maybe. And then... he goes, does it again. And this time, I'm like, yo! The fuck?! And then I see him. Then I see him scurry away.
He goes, scurry.
Yeah, I go, and just scurry away. He had like the Tevas that like the open-toed ones. You look
oh,
like, yeah,
that's a
he
public like lives jerk in sandal.
Yeah.
Did you look for him later to identify
no,
him?
No. I was fucking furious because in my head I'm like, bro, I can't.
Dude, it's a compliment. You're hot.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
I can't pee. It's not. I don't think he like saw me walk in. Because yeah. I didn't see him. No one was in there when I went. I mean, I didn't like give it a full look.
Yeah, I would have like, kicked my door, but then it might open the door.
I know.
It is funny. I never know what to say when somebody walks in the bathroom or going to the bathroom. So the fact that somebody's jerking off to me, I definitely know what to say.
That's literally what came out. But the second go around is insane.
So you knew he was jerking off and not just trying to tug on the door?
For the first second, I thought he was trying to tug on the door. And then clearly I know what jerking off sounds like.
Yeah, you know he's jerking off when you say, someone's in here. And he goes, I know.
Yeah.
Was it a dry one or like, was he lubed up?
I don't know. In my head, his hand was on his cock and his penis was like touching the door. Ugh. And he was going like that. You know what I mean?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I was literally like furious.
What kind of shoes were you wearing? Open toe?
No, I was just wearing like Dunks or something like that. Just something normal. I wasn't wearing open toe. I don't know. Maybe he saw me walk in. I don't know, but I don't think he was in there when I went in there.
He would probably have been watching you work earlier in the library, kind of getting warmed up, and then he saw you go to the bathroom and was like,
I didn't even think about that.
Dude, what would you do if you're sitting there and he just stopped, and then on the bottom of the door, you should see something drip right off?
I think I'd fight him. No, I wouldn't. I'd just be like, man, I get it, dude.
Dude, post-nut fight is hilarious.
Happens 14 times every minute in America.
You think?
Yeah, dude, you walk into someone, someone's plowing your girlfriend, you start fighting him.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, you know, like when you're fucking and you get like you have to stop whatever and you get the blue ball thing, you like feel like you have to come. So you're fucking someone's girlfriend. Someone comes in, you get your ass beat, you still gotta come.
I think if I got punched hard enough, I'd come.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine you're gonna beat some guy's ass, he's biting your wife, you punch him directly in the chest and he goes,
Yeah, he just comes on your feet.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here, man.
Dude, I'll be back same time next week.
Yeah, that is a good point. Sometimes you get the wind knocked out of you and it like everything tenses up right there.
Yeah.
I could come.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Knocked out to completion.
Oh, well, yeah, because they say too, like when you die, you like excrete your shit. So if you get knocked out, maybe it's just like everything's flooding out.
Oh, no. Dude, if you get fought.
So you go to heaven with empty balls. That's probably for the best.
Yeah, you can't.
Or else you'd be in line, be like, hey!
Yeah, you can't get in the pearly gates with your fucking dick all just full up. St. Peter ain't gonna let you in. Your balls are, you know. No, you're not getting in. Are you getting into heaven?
I hope.
I'm not gonna get in. You think you're gonna get in?
Why? Yeah. Why don't you think you're getting in?
I don't. I think I'm a good person.
You might
person.
Get in the dog, Kevin. Hey! Hey! Bark, bark!
I would.
Bring the tail out.
I think, no, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I selfishly think that you and I provide a lot of laughter and enjoyment for people.
That's also true.
And I think that at the gates.
That's crazy.
God, it's not crazy.
This crazy?
How is this crazy?
I actually don't think it's crazy at all.
What are you laughing about?
I think that's crazy.
You're going to get there and be like, I was a Phillies fan from 1997. Even this podcast brings so much people joy that think about the people that ride in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know if that's wrong.
I don't know. No. I think when you ask me if I'm going to heaven, I say no. I don't think about that type of stuff. You know what I mean? I think about like the deviant thoughts I have about, you know what I mean? Like that type of shit. And we've all sinned a billion fucking times.
I will say hell's got to have hoes.
Oh my God. I mean, they're hot, literally.
Yes.
What is the temperature in hell? I mean, it's got to be so... You ever been in, like, Phoenix in August?
Oh, my God.
It's, like, it's got to be that.
It's that first, like, 30 seconds when you get in a hot car in the summer. You're just like,
I hate that. The leather's all...
And then someone's, like, trying to get the key in.
The
seatbelt
burns.
Start
you.
The car.
Start the car.
Yeah.
Give me AC.
Yeah, it's got to be that, but times, like, 10.
So, I don't know. And hopefully I become more philanthropic as my life goes on, because I really do. I believe in heaven. I believe in a higher power, and I believe in all that. And I hope to get there and be like, it's your boy. And
but every single time I see people, I see people that are trying to be philanthropic, I go, cool, you're making up for something.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Of course.
So
people get real holy the last couple parts of their life.
But does that work? Does that work?
I don't think so. I think that's a cop. I think that's
drunk one day and you ran over a congressman's kid when you were 17, and all of a sudden now you're giving away things to breast cancer awareness. It's not going to work. Timmy's still dead.
I'd be pissed if I'm not on the list. If I'm at the pearly gates, I'm like, oh, we're not seeing your name on the list. I'd be like, oh, let me call somebody. No, they said I had a plus one. Yeah, I had a plus one. No, I'm out front. I'm out. Let me in.
I mean, can you imagine if you went into heaven and there's no hose?
There's got to be.
You think so?
Like Carrie Underwood.
Hawk-tua.
Hawk-tua. I just, is there a middle ground?
Not an ad.
Yeah, there is.
What, I can't join you? A fucking Logan Paul Prawn. What's the middle ground?
Purgatory.
Hot Springs?
What
purgatory?
Is it?
Called Purgatory.
That doesn't
purgatory.
Sound great. That doesn't sound great.
Purgatory is just where ghosts are. That's kind of sick.
That's probably this, honestly.
This is purgatory?
Life is purgatory?
Yep.
Whoa. Deep thoughts.
Proven ourselves.
Wow. Maybe.
Are you guys watching House of the Dragon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Buddy.
Lord of the Rings?
All this.
Nope.
Close.
What is it?
House of Dragons?
House of Dragons.
It's new HBO show. Well, not second season of HBO show.
I only watch anything on Amazon Prime. Okay. No specific reason.
14th. Fuck. What am I saying? Oh, yeah. So it's Game of Thrones, but the timeline is like, whatever, 200 years before Game of Thrones started or whatever. It's so... All right. No spoilers. It's fine so far.
Okay.
How many episodes are you in?
Two.
I've only watched the first one from this season.
Okay. It's still fine. The second episode's fine.
Okay.
So what? It's just slow build?
It's just... I mean, it's a little slow buildy. I think that they're just holding back and going to give some fire episodes soon. So I'm like hopeful. I love the characters. Two of the leads, one's an uncle and one's her.
One's his, an uncle.
Oh, yeah. Uncle and niece. They're married.
Yeah.
And they do the sex. And the king.
Wait.
Yeah. And the king. The king is his wife is his. What's it? Sister.
A lot of incest.
But wasn't Game of Thrones all incest?
Yeah.
And this is an offshoot of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Who's doing casting in there? 23andMe? What is their fascination with incest?
I think it's great.
What?
I think it's great. I think if you love your sister, all right. You ever like love your sister so much? You're like, man.
You know, I can't say I have, Michael. Okay. And I just, but... Was that how it was back in the day? And I know this is a fucking not a real world, but
so specifically for like
when did incest fall off?
I think it went through a bad rebrand when it like was like Alabama incest, because this is like royal family incest, and they're like, we care about bloodlines. Like I'm a king because I have king.
Honestly,
blood.
That's the most valid point I've ever heard of incest.
Yeah,
because you're not letting some random fuck in. You're like. 'Tis only I, the royal Scots, and then.
But do you think about that sometimes when you're like when you're like with a girl, you're like, we made kids. What are you fitting to bring into this shit? Uh-huh. Like, what type
Who was
of
your grandpa?
Yeah, what type of pawn scum you got in your fucking DNA?
Let me see your lineage. That's crazy. I mean, are you asking this on a first date?
Yeah.
Let me see a photo of your grandpa. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we're not compatible.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's a valid question. Like, do you have any heart issues in your family?
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like I don't want to like.
I never think about that. Isn't that crazy? But that's a very real thought. Instead, I'm like, is she a Scorpio?
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Goddamn. What if you did like a 23andMe and you realize that you're like Hitler's ancestor? What are you doing? You can't. It's not your fault.
There's nothing you can do.
Right. But it's like,
I'm not leading with it on a first date.
You can't. You're like, what? You
just maybe if she's hot in German, I might be like, you're going to love this one. And that's coming from a Jewish man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, what do you, it's insane. But there are people.
Bro, there are people Robert are, Morris.
What's Robert Morris?
That's Trevor's namesake.
Oh, Trevor's
name.
Declaration.
Declaration of what?
Independence.
Okay.
Did he sign it?
Yeah.
Where is he in the?
I don't know. He's not starting five, but he's up there.
Wow. So that's where you come from? What's your other half? Foxhound.
Bend over. I don't know. I'm Russian and Welsh. Everybody just assumes I'm Irish, and I'm like, you know what?
But if you take Russian and you mix it with Welsh, that is Irish.
Like, okay.
That, yeah.
I don't know anything.
Me neither.
Dude, I look at old photos of me and I'm like, that ain't me.
I do the same thing.
I go, bro, that was me.
It's crazy.
How did y'all not kick me to the curb?
Yeah. I feel like I looked cringe as hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If my kid comes out looking cringe, I'm going to throw him away.
Well, that's the problem though. I don't think they come out looking cringe. I think like they start looking cringe good. At like 8, you know?
I think when if your kid looks like an idiot, you're like, that's going to be successful.
Interesting.
It's when they're like two, like I have a couple friends with kids now and like their kids have like mullets and they're like 8 or 9. I'm like, you are setting this kid up for disaster.
Yeah.
He's going to knock a chick up the second he turns 15. He's going to total a Camaro by 21. And there you go. Now you have the new Fent dealer in town.
Yeah. I'm going to get my kid.
Bull cut.
I'm going to get my kid till like 9 to prove himself to me.
What the fuck? 9? So half the time he can't even speak English, let alone walk.
That's why he's
going to. Wait, when do you think they walk?
4? I don't know. Bro.
What?
Dude, that's crazy when your baby goes mobile. You're like, hey, one day he's just. Turning to Buzz Aldrin.
When is Bluetooth ass baby?
Who was on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
One day he just walks away and you're like, what the fuck?
I know, it's a nightmare.
And they crawl?
And you put a leash on it.
Are you going to be you're going to definitely leash your child. You leash your girlfriend. Bro, there's going to be 3 leashes in his crib. Child,
crib,
Gigi,
get it?
Baby.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm not going to leash my kid. I'm going to tase my kid.
I think you don't see as many leash kids anymore.
I've seen them all the time at the airport.
Dude went viral recently. Everyone was making, calling him a shit dad because he had like 4 of his kids on leashes. But like, dude, if you have 4 kids running around and you're like in charge for their safety, yeah, leash them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, leash them. Put them in a cage. Same thing.
I'll just put them in one of those little red wagons.
Those are fun, man.
Those
that's
are
the
so
thing that
fun.
Makes me want to have a kid is like to push him around in a red wagon.
Yeah, but
that's like one moment.
That's what I'm saying. That's yes.
But there's a moment.
I know.
Then you pull the kid and everyone's like, oh, it's so cute. Do-do-do-do-do. And then the kid shits on the
fucking
stairs.
I was waiting for an elevator and I was on like floor 20. This is Hyatt Building. This was coming down. And so by the time I got to meet a lot of people, the second it opened, there's this baby screaming. I was like, I'll take the next one. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Just immediately.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there is so much downside to kids.
There's also, you know, if our parents didn't have us, we wouldn't be here. So,
my parents didn't want to have me. it wasn't on their to-do list. You know what I mean? It took a few lines and went to my grandma's house, and then here I am. It wasn't like, you know what I mean? They were like, oh, what a miracle.
So you think you were 100% not, like
sure, sure.
But
100%.
But the thought of you never even was.
No, they were a month
brother?
And a half away from getting a divorce. They weren't like, oh, let's have a kid.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Things weren't going great. If you're doing lines before Thanksgiving at your grandma's
baby?
House, yeah. And it's not like, oh, let's save the marriage. It's like things were going off the rails.
And how many years are you and your brother?
How many years?
Wait,
10-year difference.
But oh, it's different.
Different dads.
You've never told us that before. I'm just kidding.
Wait, hold on. What?
No, I'm just
fucking literally, I was like, bro, there's no fucking way.
But your sister was with your dad.
Correct.
And what's
they
the
wanted to have my sister.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the age difference between you guys?
2 years.
Oh.
Yeah. They had my sister. Things got a little rocky. Then they had
so
me.
So it's your sister's fault.
6 months, no, well, 6 months later, after I was born, my dad bounced. It couldn't be more obviously my fault.
No.
Sir, I came out and my dad was like, no.
You popped out, you're like, 5-hour espresso, now, tail.
But here's the thing, I don't care. I literally don't care. You know some parents, some kids are like, well, it's my fault. It's my fault, but I don't give a fuck. That's how
I think everything happens for a reason.
Of course. Yeah. I don't want them to be together. They'll yell the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You have no material. Dude, I mean, dad leaves, you're like, material. Stage, here I come.
Yeah. I had a bris and my dad bounced. They cut my dick on the dining room table. And we still have that table for like 10 years after that. Yeah. I can see the blood stain. It's not real.
That's crazy.
What do they do with the foreskin? Do we know?
They put it on celebrities' faces.
What?
Huh? Yeah, you can use it as almost like a lotion.
Dude, you read too much Reddit, man. I don't think that's real. Gabriel, can you look that up, please?
Can you say that again? They put foreskin on celebrity faces?
Yeah.
Foreskin?
You mean slugs?
Foreskin?
Cucumbers?
Celebrity foreskin cream.
Do you think cucumbers are like, why am I on your eyes? I belong in a salad.
Well, what the fuck is this music?
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a...
Stop the music.
It's literally in the video. This is the official video on Access Hollywood. So they uploaded it with this music.
I'm sick of it.
A piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away. And they somehow figured out how to extract...
It's foreskin from a Korean baby.
Wild.
She's trying to explain it and then just cut to the.
Are you putting baby foreskin on your face?
If she looks like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Dude, they come up with some wild shit. What's that? That vampire facial? There's some shit that's crazy. You ever seen this? They put a bunch of like pinpricks and it's all like bloody.
Oh, I can't even look.
Oh, you can't look? Oh, yeah.
No, I just use fucking some CeraVe and run it up. And that's
what do you use?
CeraVe.
Is it like a, dude, my whole skincare routine is like upped in the last like 2 years. I'm doing a lot of stuff. Not a lot of stuff. What?
Women.
100%, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that, a couple serums here and there.
Yeah, I got serum.
But the thing is, I run out and then I just never do it. And I start dating somebody and I'm like, whoa, I got to get.
I know. You know what I'm using a lot? Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Dude, underrated. Just put a little sunscreen on your face.
You're supposed to wear sunscreen every day.
Every day. It's called fighting, what are they fucking called?
Irish?
Yep, potatoes. Free radicals. Every day I fight free radicals.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but a dermatologist told me about it. And you're supposed to put like some like vitamin A and E, serum. Yeah, yeah. You got that stuff?
I don't know.
Put 5 drops in my hand, then do that, and then put sunscreen in the morning. And then at night, one day a week, I do a little retinol treatment.
Fentanyl treatment?
Yup.
What's retinol treatment?
I don't even know. Is that, you do the LED mask? No. It's just like lotion. But I don't know. I don't know what any of it is. Someone just told me to do it. Then I do it. Clit. Huh? Clit? Clit juice? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I feel like maybe.
Listen, I'm a sucker for that type of shit.
Me too.
I'll walk into a damn kiosk. Can't walk into a kiosk, Jesus. Be at a mall and be like, yeah, you use these hemp oil on your face, mixed with this serum, mixed with that. And it's like, because like if a girl is ever to me, she's like, oh, you have really nice skin. I'm like, cool. I'm hot.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, when I started caring about my fucking facial hygiene, is because you start traveling so much, you start breaking out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
You go on a 3-hour flight, all of a sudden there's like 9 pimples. How?
I don't know. I don't know what happens up there.
I think they're just dirty.
Oh, right.
It's just so much
in
the air.
Do you wash your face?
Yeah.
I don't wash my face. I put some water on it, but I don't wash it. I don't use like soap. Like, I don't go like.
Ever?
No, never. I've never in my life. Mm-mm. Never. You know why? Because when I was younger.
No, Michael, you talked about this before, but I started doing that like a year ago, and I feel like my face is a lot clearer now.
Yes! Yeah. You're welcome.
Just using water?
Just water.
There is a phase where it gets bad, but after that, it's good.
I mean, I mainly just use it in the shower, but like if I had a sweaty day, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of shows, a lot of spots, you know, I'm sweating, then I'll wash my face at night.
But like with soap?
Yeah.
I just do water.
It makes sense. Like I feel like I should be washing my face, I just don't. You know?
Yeah, no, it does. It's like, yeah, but it makes sense. Here's the funny thing. I think all the serums, does it work? Or is it just like, put some sunscreen on me and you're good?
I mean, it probably doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes I do think it does, though.
Sometimes I've used those masks before. If a girl brings me one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll use it and then my face feels great after. And then I like go to sleep and then like, I'm a fucking guy. Of course I have a dirty pillow. And then I feel like it just like gets like sticky. And I like wake, my face is like it. I feel like it just attracts whatever's on my pillow.
I agree. Dude, when I use the serum and I use the sunscreen, my face feels dirtier. Like, I feel like I have more dirt on my face. I don't know if that's real, but it feels like stickier. I don't know anything.
I don't know. I want to get silk bed sheets. Is that too horny?
No, I really like it.
Do you have them?
No, but when I've slept at females' homes with silk, it feels fucking awesome.
I just feel like crawling into bed, you're like, okay, goddamn, hold up. Who the hell in here?
Dude, I got a new mattress topper, bitch.
You got a mattress topper?
Yeah, I got a BB off my fucking mattress.
Fucking hug, too.
It feels insane.
Yeah.
Dog?
I got one at Target for like $90. It's the best purchase ever.
Dude, my whole bed's different.
Yeah, I'm just such a guy. Like, I've had the same bed sheets and pillow covers since I got the bed like 5 years ago.
How often do you wash your sheets?
I mean, what if a female's listening? Every week. If I'm talking to you off camera,
yeah.
Every other month. I don't know. Yeah, I'm about every month. I've washed the same sheets so many times. Now the mattress has like little like beads in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like I just gotta go to fucking Target. Amazon. Who gives a shit?
Amazon. I mean, there's so many things like that in my life where I'm like, buddy, just it takes three clicks.
But I don't think about it until I go to sleep. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I wake 100%. Up and then I never see my room until I go to bed.
You know what the worst feeling ever is when you're washing your sheets and you go to a spot, come back and you go, mother fuck, bitch, fuck, there's no sheets on my bed. You know what I do? I go to sleep on a bitch with no sheets.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah. Duvet, no cover, no sheets. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. My mom, when I would live there, cool, man. When I would be at the house and that would happen, she's like, no, Mike, we're going to do the sheets. I'm like, mom, let me just, and then she would fucking force to put the sheets on every time. Now I'm an adult, I pay taxes. No. Dude, but it's so great. What?
The best sleep you'll get is when you make your bed. That first night in it, everything's fluffed up.
Yeah.
Feeling like you're sleeping in a puff pastry. What?
What?
I just feel like that first time you nestle in there, everything's all fresh and plumped up.
God, it smells so good.
Oh.
Do you use Bounty? Not Bounty. Dryer sheets?
No, I need to. That's another thing. An Amazon
They're
thing.
The best.
Fucking $2.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I go one Tide Pod too much every single time. But I just love the smell. Three? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
two. I pop it off in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're supposed to use like two at the most. But I use three. I use three, and then I use three dryer sheets. Bitch,
the dryer sheets are really
so good.
Dryer sheets, great. I'm gonna start putting dryer sheets in my pocket.
You could,
and just day to day.
Dude, people put dryer sheets in their car.
I'm putting on my neck.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah,
put smart. It like under the seats, kind
of. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one: download Rocket Money. Step two: link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder, but most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. BromFuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Goddamn.
Well, speaking of socks, how about we put those socks in the dryer for some sock talk and secret sock Hip Hop Anonymous.
Yeah. Hip Hop.
Guys, we have a submission today. We have a great question that came in from Liam.
Liam.
What's a bigger ick? Using YouTube for music or wearing socks and sandals?
YouTube for music, 1,000%. Socks and sandals is fucking a phenomenal combination. It's like a peanut butter and jelly for your feet.
But
it couldn't be better.
You're picturing a specific kind of sandals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're
gonna fuck.
You're thinking slides.
Slides. Oh, with the toe in the middle.
With the thong.
I mean, if somebody does either of those, I think they should get hit by a subway. The socks with the toes ones are crazy. Why would you buy those in the first place?
Yeah, I think the whole thing. Yeah, I think the whole thing's wrong. Yeah.
I
think
I know someone who uses. Shout out John. He uses YouTube Music.
But I think if you use it like sparingly, fine. But if that's what you use when you're in your car, I mean, I think you should find the Golden Gate Bridge and just drive off it. Like, I don't think you should be allowed to vote. I don't think you should allowed to have kids. I think you should just like literally cut every private part that you have off and give it to Sandra Bullock so she can use it for her face.
I recently met somebody who was still out here using Pandora with the ads.
Yeah.
No.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a decision.
If you use Pandora, I mean,
in general, you're like, yeah, just give me anything. Also, throw a couple ads in there.
Crazy.
Are you trying to punish yourself?
I mean, literally jump into a blender and just fucking. What was that? I'm just trying to say blender.
But yeah, that's crazy. You're purposely putting yourself through that to be like, I want to listen to not what I want, but also I want to interrupt it every two songs.
You know what's crazy? Is like, that is the best example of just habit.
Habit? Yes, habit. Yeah.
You
yeah,
started
yeah, yeah.
listening to Pandora oh when God. You were 21, and then you just like, that's what I do. That's your go-to.
But there is a lot of things where, like, I used to, and I probably still to this day, make my life harder, but it's just habit for me.
Yeah.
When vertical started being big on video and I was still just doing horizontal videos on YouTube, really, I would, like, edit it in that, and then I would export it into an app, and then I would export it into, like, back to iMovie, and then back into a captions app. Instead of just learning how to use, like, Premiere or Final Cut.
Yeah.
I went through, like, five different, like, I had to export, like, five different things just to get one thing.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, like, no, you don't need to do any of that.
Yeah.
It's I don't know just, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense. It's like you do 19 steps to get to the same result because you're not you. You don't want to learn the new thing. And my dad's the same way with fucking Netflix. I tell my dad, I'm like, buddy, you will love this goddamn thing. It has all this, it has all the, you know, procedural detective shows that you fucking love. You can watch and your eyes bleed. And he won't do it because he doesn't want to go through that learning curve of 2 days being like, I don't know where the fucking home, but like just that you yeah. get to a certain age where you don't want to learn anything.
Oh,
and
I
do
you.
Not, I'm so conscious of that I do not want to get there because it's like all of it, all everything, all the technology, all the, like the advancements and shit. Like I don't want to ever get there. It's like, okay, you go through 2 days of like learning and it's fine. And then it's, you're back on board. But you're yeah. so like adverse to doing anything new.
But it's happening to me now, I'm realizing. Yeah. Because like even like I've always been the dude that's like, I know, like I used to watch every Apple event. I know what the new features are. And now I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, you can fucking do this apparently. Like I do things wrong. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I
yeah. think
it just, after a while, it becomes hard to keep up with it.
Yeah. At some point, dude, you just tap out. You're mm-hmm. like, I don't give a fuck about this new advancement of the blah, blah, blah. Like I'm cool at this level.
Yeah.
It happens with music too.
Yeah.
You just stop listening to new shit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, what about that? And you're like, what?
Or you try and you open a door and you're like, what the fuck is this? And you close it. And she's like, oh, it's too.
Yeah, when you're younger, the what the fuck is this is like exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to a certain age, the what the fuck is this, you're like, is gross to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I never update my phone just because I just don't want to go through the whole, ready for it, rigmarole.
Uh-oh, here we go.
That, like, there's something that pops up on my phone every time I charge it. It's like this notification that pops up. Dun-dun, every single time. And it's just been doing that for like 6 years. And I'm like, that's just how it is.
You know what I don't do ever? Update my computer. Yeah. Hey, we have an up. Shut the fuck up. It's working fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Kings Woodsman 8-9, whatever the fuck it is.
Storage, yes. I see that storage full almost every day. And I open it and I go, not today. Not today.
Oh, my one day full up.
One day I will sit there and I will go through. But until then, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Not today.
You don't.
You lose privileges.
I've told Apple to shut up more times than anyone in my life.
Yeah. That's why I'm scared for AI in the future because it's like, think about how we treat Siri. Like if Siri even says one word wrong, we're like, I will fucking kill you. I said 9 p.m., not DM. I will shoot someone. And she's like, yeah. I'm literally free. I'm not getting paid anything.
Yeah.
I get fucked by USB-C. You think I'm happy in life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Secret Sock, anonymous secret submission.
Sock. Secret love. Oh, you mean Ashley Madison submission? Whoa, crushing.
There we go. Okay, this says, I know my neighbor watches me jerk off for the past month or so. She goes on a daily run on a neighborhood path that has a view to my room if the blinds are not closed. This started when I was watching porn on my TV standing. I saw her from the corner of my eye.
Stop right there. Hold on. He's watching porn standing?
Uh-huh.
That is the most serial killer thing I've ever heard.
On a TV.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it. Bro, the whole sentence.
Yeah, this is like the OG goon right here.
I mean, this is standing, sit down.
Get an Oculus.
Oh, that's so
this is
hard.
A poor man's Oculus.
I don't even think he has a neighbor. I think he's imagining this whole thing.
Well, also, if you know she's going to go on a run, I think you're kind of teeing her up.
I think this is where he's going.
It's an alley-oop. Go for it.
Yes. Watching porn on my TV standing, I saw her from the corner of my eye looking in. And I kept going on. This has been almost a daily occurrence where she stretches in front of my window and I just jerk off.
That's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, beat.
That's so fucking hot, dude.
That's hot.
It's like because you don't know where it's like this secret thing that you guys have. Ugh. Stretching in tight fucking yoga pants, dark hair kind of folding down in front of her face like a car wash.
Bro, put your number on the window one day. See what happens.
In your own semen. You know what I mean?
That's how you stick it on the window.
There you go. Boom. Hawk tool right in the fucking window.
That's pretty hot. That's a good. That's
so hot.
That's like better than any porn plot I've ever seen.
Yeah, I also don't want him to engage. I don't want him to engage in her. I think you keep it like this because it's so hot. Once you talk, then there's opinions.
You're just less mysterious once you talk. You know what I mean? Right now it's like, ooh.
Yeah,
the mystique
like
is
a foreign, like a silent film.
Yeah. Charlie silent Chaplin film. Come.
Okay. <That's>
so hot.
That is so hot, dude.
What is that?
It's just like, it feels naughty. What? Like, it's a secret.
It's the whole neighbor. What is it? Girl Next Door?
Girl Next Door. I also think that there's just something about the fact that, like, you are, like, so into this that you, like, would just want to watch me jerk off is, like, that's hot, you know?
My girl, like, likes to watch me jerk off.
Like, where? Like, where are you and where is she?
I'm in the closet and she, no. No, I'm just, like, during sex. Like, I, like, when we fuck and whatever, she just, like, watches me and she jerks off.
I think that's hot.
Dude, it's like, we've come like that a bunch. It's so hot to me. Because I've never had, like, a girl, like, enjoy watching me jerk off.
When you first said it, I thought, like, she just had the door cracked and, like, was watching you just get
that's still up. That's still really hot.
Just sweating hunched over the fucking laptop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Just fucking sweat coming down my kneecaps.
Yeah, that's pretty hot, yeah.
I haven't had a session in a while.
A jerk off?
Just, like, an hour and 15 just fucking watching, just running out of porn to watch. I've done
that. Did you
do
that on the road a lot, or is that mainly an at-home activity?
It's mainly an at-home activity, because on the road, it's like, I finish shows, you know, you get home at 2 in the morning, you want to jerk off, but it's like a melatonin. It's not even like a whole session.
Yeah.
So it's like a 7-minute, let's just
get. You think you haven't had one just because you've been not needing? You've just been.
Yeah, it's not needing.
Yeah.
I jerk off, like, because my girl's, like, essentially living with me. So it's like, I'm never thinking about, like, oh, I'm going
to
jerk off.
You guys both go to bed at the same time, probably? Or
pretty
is it,
much.
Yeah, or you're staying up to do, like, work or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get one off. Listen, you have an office here.
It's true. But I don't yearn for it, though. It's weird.
Yearn. Yeah, because you'd be fucking.
Good work.
Yeah, because I'd be fucking. Yeah.
It's getting out of your body one way or another.
Yeah.
You need a dirty jerk, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, dirty jerks are
you need
awesome.
A, oh, I'm going to go get the mail. And you go, yeah, here's a 20. Go see a movie. She's like, Michael, what? Dude. Movies are like $40 these days.
I know they are.
Go get a smoothie. Smoothies are like $30. Fuck it. Go get a gumball.
You know what's awesome? Is like she said this before. She said it a bunch of times where she's like I think having your own personal sex life is super important.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I've never had anyone that I've been with like frame it like that. But I'm like, thank God you get it. Because it is different and it is important.
You're like, yeah, I can't wait to jerk off by myself. She's like, oh, I was talking about fucking other dudes. Yeah, well, I think you got to do that. Put up some caution tape on your office door and say, look, I'm going on a solo mission.
Yeah, but I can't.
You can't do it if she's there.
No.
Huh? I can't either.
Yeah, I need to be, I feel I need like to be too free. I need to be free.
I think yours is like the door's open.
Yeah.
7 screens are up. Peanut butter's out. GG's Roma.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's crazy? Is like in my office, I drop my blinds, but like I'm pretty sure like if you squint, you can see through.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm telling you what, speaking of the secret sock that just came off, I'm kind of into it a little. I'm like hoping when people walk by, they go, is he?
You're hoping that DoorDasher's dashing some dick.
Yo. That's what's up.
That is what's up.
Uber eats that pussy.
That's also a thing.
Dude, the word pussy is so hot. It just makes my mouth water a little. The word pussy.
Pavlov's pussy.
We already had that title.
Oh, fuck.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Guys, I think that's a podcast.
Well,
that is a podcast. We did it.
It's a podcast. Much love. Thank you. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
You do it.
I got a big old dick. Thanks for coming to the shows. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And yeah, have a great summer.
Dude, have a great summer.
It's summer.
You know what's crazy?
Whip your dick out.
You know what's crazy? Is there like we only have about 45 summers left. Isn't that sad?
Okay.
Bye, I got a big old dick.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.